the truck convoys went by, and all we did was cheer. We all wanted to do some kind of volunteer work, but there was nothing left to do, so we stood and cheered those who were doing. The trucks would go by, and we'd cheer and wave and shout, "God bless you," and "We love you." We waved flags and signs, clapped and threw kisses, and we meant it. We loved these men. And as the workers would go by, they would wave to us from their trucks and buses and smile and nod. I realized that a lot of them were men who hadn't been applauded since the day they danced to their song with their bride at the wedding. And suddenly, I looked around me at all of us who were cheering and saw who we were. Investment bankers, orthodontists, magazine editors. In my group, a lawyer, a columnist, and a writer. We had been the kings and queens of the city, respected professionals in a city that respects its professional class. And this night, we were nobody. We were so useless, all we could do was applaud the somebodies, the workers who, unlike us, had not been applauded much in their lives. And now, they were saving our city. I turned to my friend and said, "I have seen the grunts of New York become kings and queens of the city." I was so moved and, oddly, I guess, grateful. Because they'd always been the people who ran the place, who kept it going. They'd just never been given their due. But now, and the last shall be first, we were making up for it. It may seem that I am really talking about class. The professional classes have a new appreciation for the working-class men of Lodi, New Jersey, or Astoria, Queens. But what I'm attempting to talk about is actual manliness, which often seems tied up with class issues, as they say, but isn't always by any means the same.